We interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
Yeah, my God. I've never had more messages about somebody I don't even know coming in at before 6 a.m.
Nah, that's your boy.
Yeah, Alec Baldwin killed a lady.
Can't do,
can't I mean, I don't mean to laugh. Sadly, somebody's life is gone, but...
Nope.
I don't know what you guys want me to say. I woke up to the news as much as you guys did.
Yeah, I saw it last night.
It was an accidental misfire on the set of his new film, Rust. Is Rusty still in the Navy? One person was killed, another was seriously injured after a prop gun misfired on the set of Alec Baldwin's movie, Rust. And it was Alec himself who fired the shot. What's that?
Yeah, I was like, they changed that pretty quick.
Why? To
last
what?
Last night, it was just pointed a gun and fired it.
So it doesn't, I don't understand.
Because that's how that works. They don't usually just go off.
It was supposed to have a blank in it, and I'm sure it, because even with a blank, you can get hurt with the, I don't know what, the load that comes out of it.
Oh, I'm sure.
I've never fired blanks, so I don't know. But they're still packed, right? There's still projectiles that could come out of it.
Yeah, I'd imagine there's still stuff in it, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. There was a shooting. He was, like, in a scene. It's down in New Mexico. Cinematographer Helena Hutchins was killed, sadly. And director Joel Souza was rushed to the hospital, where he's in critical condition as of last night. How many bullets came out of this thing?
Right, like, what the hell, man? I don't know. It's one of those where you're gonna need all the info.
So strange. But yeah, I don't have any more information than you guys do. I don't know what happened. Lady Meow is saying it exploded near the director. But then why wouldn't Baldwin be injured, Lady Meow? It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
None of it makes sense.
Yeah, I don't know. It was weird. It's weird how things, when you first hear them, change, you know what I mean? When you go to bed and then wake up.
Oh, the director's out of the hospital now. This is off NPR site from last night, so that's good. That's good.
Good.
Oh, it's very sad that a woman had to lose her life. I don't know what happened. Love to investigate that. Very sad. A blank is just powder, no projectile. All right, I didn't know if it was like there's a wad they stuff in it or something. I don't know.
I was going to say, even if it's got nothing or whatever, there's still something, right? So maybe it didn't come apart.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Something shot out of it? I don't know. I'm an idiot.
That's what I mean. Like, maybe that thing didn't do what it was supposed to.
Or something broke off and flew. Who knows? But yeah, to kill somebody and injure somebody else, it's terrible.
Yeah.
Okay. It's like the Brandon Lee situation, yeah.
Except for that was the Japanese mafia taking him out.
Is that true? Do you think that was true?
I don't know.
Because of his dad? It's like his dad did something?
Yeah. His dad angered them.
Oh, man. And then, yeah, confirmed that Brian Laundrie was found. His body was found. So how long was he alive after the incident if he was already decomposed?
Well, it was whenever he left. It was around whenever, 2 weeks around whenever they were like, oh, he's gone. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so did he kill himself or die immediately after that?
Oh, yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
Because he was decomposing when they found his remains yesterday.
Yeah. No, like I said, when that all went down, he didn't take off to, like, you know, trying to, like, elude or whatever. He just went to find a place to, you know, off himself.
Like cats do, how they go out in the woods and die.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, heavy Thursday, everybody.
Right.
Well, it is Friday morning. Here we are. You know how Friday shows go. All the normal shenanigans. We will talk to Coach Eno Babers. We will talk to Jason Klug with a concert announcement this morning. We'll talk to Brent Axe. It's a lot to throw at you. I understand.
for 6 a.m. But
all sorts of stuff.
I'll tell you, Robert Zombert's doing a great job with that Munsters remake. I don't know if you follow him on Instagram.
The people look cool.
Yeah.
I'm not, I don't, I've tried to watch the show a few times because I remember watching it a little bit way back in the day, a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's on the Hulu as a channel that if you watch it long enough,
yeah,
King of Queens ends and the Munsters starts.
Oh, all right.
So I've tried.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all Pauly jokes.
Yeah, well, that's what that was his era. He was
all Pauly jokes.
Just a small boy back in the 60s, whenever the hell that show was on TV.
So I don't know. Is it going to be scary?
No, I think it's just going to be a silly sitcom. Like, it's like, here's this family that moves into this nice suburban neighborhood, but they're obviously the Munsters, and, you know, there's Frankenstein, and his wife, Sherry Moon, is playing the mom, and then there's that guy. I think the guy who's playing... See, I always get the Munsters and Addams Family messed up, so I don't know I don't know their names. But, like, the grandpa with the big mustache...
Yeah.
...is being played by the guy from... Was it Beverly Hills Cop, maybe? With Eddie Murphy? You'll know him as soon as you see him. Like, look up the cast of Robert Zombert's Munsters. And the dude who's playing with the mustache...
Hey, thanks for giving me all the old faces.
I think he's
when
Beverly Hills Cop guy, right?
Distinctively said, new Munsters grandpa, but thanks. No big deal.
He might not even be the grandpa. He's just the guy at the end, the mustache.
Yeah, no, that's the grandpa.
Herman and Lily, right? That's the moms. I mean, that's the mom and dad, right? Husband and wife, Herman and Lily.
I honestly don't know. I don't know the names, to be honest with you. Lily's the little daughter from Modern Family.
Yes, that is also true.
Is that,
but she has nothing to do with this.
That's not this show. Okay.
Because
that show ended. I didn't know if they killed them all at the end, and now they've come back as zombies. So, you don't know.
Jeff Daniel Phillips as... Here you go. Jeff Daniel Phillips as Herman Munster. Sherry Moon Zombie as Lily Munster. And then Dan Roebuck as Grandpa Munster. Google Dan Roebuck. That is the guy who is from... Whatever that movie... You know, I'm all over the place.
But no, I got you. Hold
Dan
on.
Dan Roebuck...
I just got to get there. Okay, this guy. Really? This is the grandpa? Oh, he got old.
He did get old.
He was in...
He's 58.
He was in, like, an episode of Seinfeld.
He just did everything in the 80s and 90s.
Yeah.
He was Deputy Marshal Robert Biggs in The Fugitive and U.S. Marshals. He played Jay Leno in The Late Shift, Dr. Leslie Arzt in Lost, and now he's in Rob Zombie's thing.
He was in that.
You remember him from Lost?
Yep. Yes, I do. I most certainly do.
Oh, Rob put him in the Devil's Rejects as well.
All right, hold on. I got to go through the rest of some more of his acting. Wow, he's done a lot of stuff recently. Good for him.
He played the role of every cop in every movie that goes, come on, guys, we got to take it serious out there. Like, that's the guy he played.
Yeah. Or he looks like the dad of the high school quarterback who is accused of sexual assault and is on his son's side.
Gotcha. I know what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
Like, he's never played the great guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Rob likes to use the same actors over and over again, yeah.
Well, I'm still going back because this dude is... This guy might be the most hard-working actor.
He's been in every movie. No, I know what you're saying. I'm looking at his IMDb.
This is baffling. I'm just trying to get down to where I think I know him from in the 90s, and I can't get out of the 2000s. Okay, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. In the 90s. What do I know you from, dude? Oh, he's in The Love Boat. Good for him. I don't know him from that.
You must know him from the movie Wild Boar.
Oh.
Or Grumpy Cat's Worst Christmas Ever. Maybe you know that movie?
Yep, 100% that. That is what it is.
How about Napoleon Dynamite's Woke Up Dead, starring John Heder?
What? No.
He was in Nirvana Soaked in Bleach. Like, he was in that movie about...
Oh, my God. I'm such a...
What?
I almost swore.
What?
I'm such a butthole.
Why?
I am such a butthole.
Why?
He... And you're going to be shocked at where I know him from.
What?
He is the cop that pulls Carrie over... In King of Queens.
There you go.
And that
she
has to go out on dates with him in order to get out of the ticket because their insurance will skyrocket. And Doug is down with the idea so much that he's the one that comes up with it. Tune in Mondays at 8.
What a sitcom that was, man.
Right?
Really, when you look at those plot points now, like, hey, go be a... Carrie, go... It was Carrie, right?
Oh, yeah.
Carrie, go be a hooker for this cop so you don't got to pay a ticket.
Right.
Carrie, don't get fat like your fat relatives.
Yeah, I saw your mom got fat. Don't get fat.
Carrie, go buy a bunch of clothes, but then take them back because we don't got money for those clothes. Like, they're kind of scumbags.
I love that episode, by the way.
Where she buys all the nice outfits, but then takes them back?
Yeah.
Like, at 29 days or whatever it is?
Yeah. Oh, there's so many of them. Oh, I just love it. The one where they win money and they got to spend it.
Like, Carrie and Doug are legit scumbags. The more we break apart this sitcom...
I love it.
They're legitimate scumbags.
I love it. It's my favorite. Also, so are Deacon and Cal. They're
from
both,
what? What
they're
is
both
that?
Jerks.
That's the other people?
The friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I don't know. They're friends.
Oh, yeah. All of them.
They're all scumbags?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, is that kind of the 90s sitcom trope? Is it like, we're all pretty scummy here?
Yeah, we all do a lot of scummy things.
We're all pretty shady here, so.
We make some jokes. We get Lou Ferrigno to live next door.
Yeah, man.
Although, it's already in my head, because anytime I think about it, it immediately just go right back to the Doug and Carrie song.
What?
Remember that one?
No, I don't. You know it better than I do.
Doug picks up the guitar because he's on strike. They're on strike from IPS. That's what, yeah, IPS.
Yeah, like the knockoff of
UPS. So she tells him to learn some songs. So he learns the Doug and Carrie song. Doug and Carrie, Doug and Carrie. Arthur, 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 Arthur. Doug and Carrie, Doug and Carrie. That's the best show.
Man. It is a great show.
It's the best show.
We're pretty exclusively, what's a lot on TV right now? A lot of Reba. Reba's on a lot. Last Man Standing's on a lot. Although Tim Allen pisses me off now.
I try for that, and I can't. He's
such a frickin' humor in this show.
He sucks in that. He goes out of his way to be like homophobic.
Everyone's dad.
And
Jesus, bro.
Yeah, yeah. It's like super misogynistic, and it's weird. It's like I get who that show's for. I very much get who that show's for, and I see how it works. But
it's like... It's like, Tim Allen, you're doing a sitcom, man. Be entertaining, all right? You don't gotta preach to me.
Well, yeah,
that's coming from me, who preaches at least 2-3 times a week.
And the thing with him is that I don't now be all serious and preachy after you built your career being the fall guy.
Yeah.
And now I'm gonna take your words of advice for reals.
Yeah.
Like, all right, well, you grunted at me for 10 years.
Don't be Tim the Toolman Taylor for 10 years, and then suddenly you're like,
yeah.
What do you mean boys are wearing dresses to school? Yeah.
We got nail polish on, boy.
And it's always like he writes the script, so it's like he shows up to work. He's like, excuse me, I would like to make a boomer Facebook post an entire episode. And the writers go, all right, bring it in. What's bothering you today, Tim Allen?
Go ahead, because you're paying all of our salaries, probably.
And he goes, I don't care for pronouns. All right, bring it in. We'll do an episode about pronouns.
All right, go ahead. Yeah, it's every episode.
Here we go, Tim Allen's off on his boomer. He's on his boomer box again.
Right, where he tries to just slide stuff in. Women should be in the kitchen exclusively.
Yeah.
And then commercials. Like, wait, what did... Go back. Go back.
Boomer in a pickup truck.
Oh,
he would be boomer in a pickup truck.
Yeah, boomer in a pickup truck.
No, we're doing a lot of Reba. A lot of...
Reba.
We do watch Still Standing, just because when he starts getting on his soapbox, I just kind of stop listening for a little bit. We're way into Stranger Things right now. We've never watched
good.
It.
No, I'm glad that you're getting it. That's a good time for that,
and
for Halloween.
Like, the whole family's really into it right now.
There's a couple seasons, so you can watch it right through Halloween. You have good timing with it, at least.
Life keeps getting in the way of episodes. I'd like to watch more of them. Modern Family is always a standby. Great sitcom.
I'm waiting for that to be back, the thing. I think I watched it too much when it was out, and now I don't like it anymore.
Is it not on anymore?
No, they ended it.
They ended it?
Yeah.
I only ever watch it on the reruns.
That Why the Last Man is pretty freaking awesome on FX.
Mm-hmm. What show is it?
Why the Last Man? Like,
I don't know that.
That's some, like, biological thing happens. I don't know. And all the guys die. And if they don't, for some reason, and, like, the women take over. It's pretty cool, man. pretty badass.
So, like, the last living guys get to have sex with all the women?
No, they let the women don't want anything to do with the guys. Like, if you're seen, they'll just face off, basically.
That's way more realistic.
It's pretty cool, though.
The other day, I went home for lunch, and I was just watching TV for a little bit before I had to get the kids, and I was watching The Purge, or, like, The First Purge, or whatever it was.
Oh, I was going to say the series. I kind of want to watch that.
No, I never watched the series.
I heard the TV series is really good.
But it was like, it was the first purge where it's like, we're going to close Staten Island and everybody's going to kill each other.
Right? What a crazy idea. Every time
terrible movie.
Oh, was it?
It was just awful.
I never saw it because the idea freaked me out too much and it was too weird.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the craziest thing ever. That they're just like, all right, for a night, unless you can get into a steel barricade.
Mm-hmm.
You're fair game to be killed.
They canceled Why, they said.
Oh.
Is that what you're talking about? Why?
Oh, I'm pretty far into it.
Yeah?
Oh, really? It's still streaming. It's still showing up. So, I mean,
John Oliver, Money Heist on Netflix, though. Is that the one that's in Spanish and it's like overdubbed? I can't do overdubs, man. Yeah, he said it's dubbed. I can't do dubbed. I can't do it. Big Bang Theory, I can't watch, guys. I'm sorry. I know you're way into it, but I can't watch Big Bang Theory.
I don't blame you. It's goofy.
So there's your cast of the monsters coming out. Guy from every movie ever.
Yeah.
Robert Zombert's wife, and then a man I don't know.
That's perfect.
Is she any good? Is Sherry Moon any good on things? I've never seen her in anything.
Probably not.
I only know her from the poster back in the 90s where she was naked. And that really? Like, everybody loved it.
Yeah.
They're like, that's Rob Zombie's wife. And we're like, what?
What?
That's awesome.
Look at her butt.
Michael lies, fat nuts. The Purge movies are great.
Oh, really?
Maybe they are, but this one wasn't. This one was a bad concept.
It was the first.
It wasn't the first Purge movie, but it was called the first Purge. Like, you know how, like,
so
every
it was a
Purge
series
movie.
In it? Or it was a movie in the series?
Yeah. So it could have been like third or fourth made.
So
they're like, this is the origin story of The Purge. It was a scientific experiment.
Also, it was probably like the like eighth movie at that point.
Yeah, they made a lot of them.
Hmm.
Twitch.tv/KRockCNY. You on Netflix, LaCrosse says.
Yeah, what was that? I don't know about that.
Everybody's sharing that. What is that?
I don't know about that. Is that like one of those This Is Us shows from NBC? That's what that looked like. I don't know if I'm down.
And I don't know. I don't like those shows that you like. Those like I just call them sadness porn because you guys love to just be really sad watching TV shows. I like to be sad with my music. Like I'll listen to a 3-minute song that's sad. I'm not looking to invest an hour into like he's got every cancer. And all of the children are dead. Like, I don't need that. It's too emotional. How old are you again? What's your age?
We're 36, right? Yeah, because I said I'm 27, and then now I'm 9, and then I'm another, yeah. Yep, 36.
36.
And then I'll be 37 soon. So I'm really, like, 36 in 9 months.
Well, I got to ask you this question, then.
What's up?
Because they did a study, and the average American feels most stressed out at age 36.
Really?
2/3 of people say they're better managing at stress than they were 10 years ago. Not me. I have never figured it out. And 18% of us are stressed at all times. Yo, that's your boy.
Really?
But the most stressful age is 36. Do you feel stressed out?
At times.
Mm-hmm.
With certain things and situations. But no, and way less than before. You know, and that was just, you know, money was always the biggest thing.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I feel like that's been a detriment to me.
Is that you don't feel stressed?
A long time is that, yeah, I don't get nervous a lot. I don't feel stress. I
mm-hmm.
just am either calm and hanging out or I'm angry.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's no like, yeah, I'm super stressed out to the max, man. I'm never like that.
Like, in my brain, I recognize that I have a very blessed life and I have no reason to be stressed, but
yeah.
I'm stressed at all minutes of every day.
No, I understand, and I get you, because also from working our asses off to get where we are,
mm-hmm.
we are very aware that this is a career that literally, for no reason whatsoever, it could end right now.
Yeah.
Like, just because.
Like, this could just become a country radio station just, and we don't work here anymore.
Just because. But luckily, the guy that we work for has, you know, all the say in that. So
yeah.
I don't think that would ever be a thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, most people in this business have to worry about that. We're somewhat, you know, decent at our jobs and, you know, you don't see that coming and you, whoa, that's happened so suddenly.
I think you avoid a lot of the main stressors of people at the age of 36.
Dude.
Because they say the main stressors of people at the age of 36 are mortgage, family, career.
Yeah, no, that, yeah, the money thing is still just because it's, you know,
money's
paying
always stressful.
Rent and everything, but it's, what are you going to do?
There's never enough money. You right? just got to, once you accept the fact that, all right, we'll just pay our bills and then someday we'll die. Like, that's, as long as you accept that, you're good.
Yeah, I told you, right about 30 is when I flipped that switch of, oh man, whatever. Just have fun.
Yeah.
You gotta have fun because it's not any good to always be worrying about money. So mm-hmm. I guess, yeah, I bet about 30 or a little bit before that was when I was probably the most stressed.
The family thing is you don't want kids, so.
No.
You can scooch right past that.
Right. And I get it, the cutting people out of your life, if, like, literally. It might not be the way it's supposed to go. Maybe it's not healthy, but much like other things, if you do not kindle joy,
mm-hmm. you're out.
You're out of my life.
I
literally do not care. Yeah. And it sounds mean sometimes, and sometimes maybe
Coco needs joy kindled.
Right? There's nothing you can do. I'm old enough now to where, because where we get to that age, when do you get to that age where you're allowed? You know what I mean?
To what?
Where we don't, you know, we've said that before, we don't really feel like adults sometimes, but.
Yeah.
All right, so when do we get to that age where you're allowed to start picking what you want to do and
the
who you want?
The 40s, right here, like, buddy.
That's
you're
what
looking
I'm saying.
At
like, yeah, no, I'd do that now if you guys want. You don't.
You're looking at
you
it.
You don't want to go to a stupid second cousin's random family whatever thing.
Mm-hmm.
Don't.
Yeah.
You don't want to go to your aunt's whatever Saturday because you want to do whatever. Then don't.
And you say no. You're grown.
Yep, you might tick off someone for a little bit, but literally, you know what I mean? No one can really argue with it because you're a grown-ass adult.
You can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
And then the career stuff we talked about. People say sleep problems are the number one thing that trips them off for being stressed. Headaches are number two. Yes, sleep is a big one. If you don't get a good night's sleep, man, you just don't feel right the next day. I know that feeling. My wife knows that feeling. You just want to get good sleep, man.
I mean, you feel almost sick.
If you don't get good sleep,
right?
Yeah, you're out of it.
You get that, because that's when you have that, like, just 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Feel nauseous almost throughout the day, because you're like, I'm so exhausted.
Because you have, like, you're like, oh, my God, I have so many things to still do today, and I'm barely awake.
Right, and it's always, like, days where you can't.
Yeah, oh yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, not, I can't, I got...
Like, I'm not tired at all, I'm fine, I'm good to go, but it'd be, you know, today, like, I wake up and I'm like, oh,
gotta
I can't
do this,
wait,
then
I'm
this
exhausted.
Thing, then, yeah.
As soon as we're done, I'm gonna fly through, and I'm gonna just take a nap.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, we gotta go out to Utica. It's mm-hmm. like, oh, no. But I'm fine, I mean, I don't need that today, but you know what I mean? That's always how it is when
Ariel
you want
Ariel says,
nap.
God, it gets worse in your 40s, too? No, I find it gets better in your 40s.
Yeah, it's just easier.
Things are kind of leveled out for me. I can, and then I can just pick and choose things that anger me and I don't want to do.
Right? You're expected from, as soon as you become a young adult, that you gotta literally go get the book of every single thing you're supposed to do from every TV movie ever.
Mm-hmm.
And do that from age 20 to 30. By age 28, you should have
dumb.
Two kids, a house, a pig and pets, a dog. Like, you should be on your second family car and second house. Like,
no,
man.
Do what makes you happy.
Live in a goddamn cave if you want.
Ooh, that sounds fun. I mean, it doesn't sound fun, but it sounds peaceful.
Right, do whatever the hell you want.
Do they got Wi-Fi in there? Or?
No. Spotty.
Tonight we party, baby!
places, seen a lot of faces. Uh-huh. Oh, hell, I've with different races.
Whoa!
I was wondering if it was going to be. You never know, man.
Tattoo on his arm. He asked me if I'd be his day for the prom. And he bought me a horse.
Tonight, 7 o'clock on Twitch, we do our In the House party. I party at my house, you party at your house. We got cheap booze. There's no strangers. Nobody's sweating on anybody else. I'm probably going to take my top off. The party goes 7 to 8, but your bit's extended. If you want to go up till 9 o'clock, I have a bonus hour at the end. In the last 2 weeks, you guys have paid for it, so... What? Did you tire yourself out with one dance
seconds.
Move?
Not even 30 seconds of dancing, that's it. I don't know what that was. Immediately felt tired as soon as I got down here. It was like, your body's not for that. Your body's not doing that.
So I haven't got to this story in a couple of times. Today's Shaggy's birthday, Mr. Pink Nose.
Oh.
Pink, why do you know Shaggy's birthday? Like, of all the random stats to text in.
Hey, you guys know today's Shaggy's birthday?
No, I don't even know Shaggy knows it's his birthday today.
What was it, me?
Shaggy.
Was that that guy?
Shaggy. Yeah. Uh-huh.
What's, how old do you think he is? I bet he's like 60.
No.
You don't think so?
Well, here's the thing about artist ages. I was stunned to know that Adele's only 30. Like, that's her album, is 30.
Oh, really?
And I go, she's only 30? She seems so much older. All right, let me guess how old Shaggy is. By your reaction, he's not 60, but I'll bet he's 52. No, 58.
Oh, no, not that far. Just a little
so 54?
Little 53, turning 53.
Wow, happy birthday, Shaggy.
Right? I guess that's not old. That's not old.
53?
No.
All right, well.
No, not at all. I'm trying to think.
I don't know. Ask Oopie if 53 is old, because I got a feeling it feels old.
Different.
Boom!
Different people are
different
handling
people.
Ages, definitely.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? AARP starts getting a hold of you. You get anything from them yet, now that you're in the 40s?
Who, AARP?
Yeah.
I've been getting them for years.
Oh, really?
So you can sign up for AARP at any age.
What? That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
I thought you had to be the thing. That's why it's the deal.
No, there is no age minimum for AARP. Look it up. You can sign up at 20 if you want.
Well, I want to do that.
You absolutely can. I don't
want to be a member now. That way when I roll into the real age when it matters.
I don't know why they decided to make this like they targeted AARP to older Americans because anybody can use it. It's a weird like loophole that nobody knows about, man.
Then I'm in.
You can just sign up and get these discounts everywhere you go. And it's not even expensive.
No, you just get different benefits, I bet, than older people. You know what I mean? Because...
No, I think it's all the same AARP benefits. Like,
oh, really?
I think you go to a Denny's or whatever, and here you go. And, two-for-one hot dogs.
Well, I don't know what it means.
What?
But anyone over 50 is eligible for a full membership. If you're under 50, you can obtain an associate membership.
The hell's that mean?
I have no idea. That's what I'm saying. I don't mean, like, something like that, like what you said.
Mm-hmm.
And now I can't come up with any goddamn example that I can... think of that an old person
so
would.
Like an old person probably gets a free coffee if they go to Denny's.
No, I would say even that we would get probably. I mean, I can't even come up with it. Something with like a doctor's office that you don't even, you know what I mean? Like
right.
You're not eligible for because of government restrictions on age.
Mm-hmm.
And it has nothing to do with something. You know what I mean? I have no
idea.
I see
what you're saying. Yeah,
I'm looking for loopholes.
My in-laws love being over the age of like... They, anywhere they go, they're getting discounts. My mother-in-law's always like...
Yeah, you probably get a lot of stuff.
Ask if we... ask if they got a senior discount here. They love that senior discount.
I do that because when you're younger, you're like, oh my God, Mom, stop. It's the same with your AAA card. Like, I don't carry... You've seen my...
You get so many AAA discounts, man. So many.
Yeah, you see my wallet.
Yeah.
I don't carry
your
much.
Rubber band.
But my AAA membership is in there because you get a lot of stuff. No, I want to scan in more places.
Like, I wish I worked harder at finding those discounts, man. You know?
I used to.
They're out there.
Yeah, I used to. I'm really good at, and I got to get back on it, at like, couponing.
Dude, that, like, those books that you buy once a year with, like, it's full of coupons, we used to get those.
Man, yeah, what happened to those?
I don't know. My wife's teacher's union used to give them all the teachers at her school, so really? We have one. We haven't had one in years.
They're around, I bet. I bet you.
The deals?
Yeah, I bet you can get one at, like, the mall.
Like at a kiosk?
Yep.
Or something?
Yeah. Yep. Because now I want one of those.
Those are bomb-ass, man, because if you have that in your car... And you pull up somewhere, you're like, oh, wait a minute, what can I get here? Let me look in the coupon book.
Do you remember that?
What?
That book. I forgot about that. From back in the day.
It's not even that old. It still exists. What do you mean back in the day? Entertainment book?
Yeah, but I mean, you used to use it more.
And then there was the small Dynamite book. Remember Dynamite?
Yeah, no, that one we didn't have. The Syracuse.
Around Town or whatever they're called.
Dude, that thing was the best. Yeah. Man, you roll into the... random favorite fast food place, and your mom would be like, quick, take out the book, and it'd have the best freaking coupons in
it. Dude, that's what I always forgot to do. I'd have it right there betwixt my seat and the middle console,
and you
pull up somewhere, and you order, and you go, I should have checked the book for a thing.
Oh, not me. I was that guy with my friends, because my mom would always be like, here, where are you going? Look in the book first. And you'd look, and boom, it'd be right there. And I don't know what it is. There's always that weird, like, stigma that our generation got that our parents are better at than us with like, coupons and savings. And, I don't want to give them a coupon. And, I don't want to do that.
Ghost Film using fantastic plastic emotes. I love that. I love that Twitch channel. They're a great band.
Oh, that's cool.
Are you talking, Textline says, are you talking about the books that we... had fundraise back in school? Yes, they're the fundraiser books.
I don't know about 15 for a book.
What?
I feel like that's too cheap. These things were like, you know, a solid amount.
Yeah, right? How much are they?
I don't know. Yeah, I know people still sell them.
Mm-hmm.
But I bet.
G. Joel says same. Our dad always said check the book before we left.
Yeah, man. Because if they're 15, I got to get on that one. You got to get on the ends with the person that's got the fundraising thing with the kid and be like,
yeah,
let me get one of those.
I think someone here is selling them.
You always randomly see, although it's died out because of people, I forgot who it was that did an episode of The Office.
What?
With the Girl Scout cookies where they both go after Kevin.
Well, Brent X is one of them.
He used to, and it was like, he's the guy. And then I don't know, somebody else
doesn't work here anymore.
Oh.
His daughter had him, too.
And it was like.
And they went head-to-head on Girl Scout cookies, and that was shut down.
I was like, this is uncomfortable. I didn't buy any from either because it made me too uncomfortable. I can't make a decision at a goddamn restaurant, and you want me to decide between.
All of you two and then the cookies I want to order?
Right? No, not happening, man.
I mean, it's like. We have a new employee here that sent out an all staff email about that, but I didn't read it because
I suck so much at emails. If it wasn't for you, I'd probably be fired. I always forget that I got to sign up for some new thing that we have.
Microsoft Teams.
I'm a week late in doing.
Nah, we've left Slack to go to Microsoft Teams.
Oh, good.
It's a
I didn't
lot
check
of stuff.
Slack.
I know you never even check Slack. At this point.
I just forget.
Yeah,
but
I always tell you if there's something pertinent to you.
That's what.
You guys don't know what Slack is. It's private. It's like a private social media for your like coworkers where people can post messages and all that stuff. So if like boss said he was like, hey, who needs Slipknot tickets for the thing? I would then go to Cody and say, hey, go in Slack because Marissa needs to know if you need tickets. Like I would just relay the messages much like. Who is it? Oh, Boeheim's staff prints out his emails for him because he doesn't check email.
Yep. No, it's perfect.
What were you excited about? You just did a yes.
Madden.
What about Madden? Oh, they picked Madden to play. All right, go ahead.
Because with that, I stopped checking it. Let's see how I can word this. Nah, I don't care. Because everyone was just being a kiss ass.
Yeah.
In it.
That's
and
what
it
they
was,
do, yeah.
And I was like, guys.
Yeah.
All right.
Was I being a kiss-ass?
Nope.
Because I'm usually a kiss-ass, but at 40s, I've stopped being a kiss-ass.
No. This was like, it would just be, I when we first got it, there was some pertinent information, and I check it because, you never know what's randomly on there that you got to respond to because, it's work.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, there would just be, I don't even know, like, somebody would post a picture of, like, Ed's rug in his office and it's vacuumed, and people be like, guys, look how great Ed's rug is vacuumed. And then the whole office, the entire company
the
be like,
the best rug I've ever seen. Oh my God.
It's really true. And I would just like to say that it's an exceptional rug and I love every one of you, but more importantly, I love Ed and that rug. And just as an example.
And he notices that.
Yeah. And I bet
Ed's
he doesn't
the
care.
Owner of the company, if you're new to the show. Yeah. Ed notices that because I was sitting with him years ago. It must have been a K-Rockathon or something. And he had tweeted something. It was me, him, and his daughter, and maybe his wife or whatever.
Yeah.
And, like, he had tweeted something, and he said to his daughter, like, oh, Dad, you got, like, 10 likes on your tweet. And his reply was, yeah, but how many of them do I pay?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. See, he knows when people are kissing his ass, so why bother?
Well, and because they don't, they all, like,
what a rug, sir.
They differentiate from the regular personalities. Like, this is an example because it's an easy one. The miserable curmudgeon Rick Dulio, hates everything and everyone will see something and be like, sir, if I was there right now with you live in person, I would hug you so hard and shake your hand. You know, like, that's
all
it's
over
like,
the
get
top.
Out of here, you hate everyone.
Like, now I want to see what's in Slack. Since we're saying goodbye to it, what can we bust on?
And I just keep using that as examples, but it's everybody would put everything. And it's people being nice to their coworkers, but, I mean, it just kind of sounds.
Like, it's, okay, here's a prime example. Here's a prime example.
Fake.
Last weekend, I posted in our Slack channel.
Yeah.
Who'd be interested in a little office Madden tournament? I'll set it up in the conference room. A 70-inch TV. I said, who'd be interested? We can stream it on Twitch. Let me know. I'll go find a prize. One like. And then anybody replied, yeah, I don't play Madden.
Yep.
Okay, thanks.
Even those people here, definitely. Thanks. But okay.
Okay, thank you. But then, what else? What gets huge? Like,
I was going to say,
It'll be like, hey, Janina brought cookies, 5,000 responses.
Right, or just random, here's a picture of this.
Yes, like, what?
Oh.
What is it? Oh, okay, all right, hey. You can't.
Here's the decorations from the office.
Well, 500 responses.
This is just the greatest thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
Like, look at this. Okay. Okay, another prime example. Like, if Mr. Krabs posts something in Slack,
yes.
Oh, the reactions are unbelievable.
Right, if he's just, here's an article that mentions...
Yeah, here's an article that mentions Galaxy, blah, blah, blah.
A thing.
100 responses. Oh, my God, Mr. Levine. How fantastic. Boss Lady posted back before the Foo Fighters show. Hey, I have a couple of pairs of lawn tickets to Foo Fighters that have not been claimed. Like, if somebody doesn't come claim their tickets, we get them.
Yeah.
3 likes.
Right?
It's freaking sold out Foo Fighters show. 3 likes.
But if it's a random article that shows how terrestrial radio in the 2020s is becoming a real hot
So you're right.
Area.
It is kiss asses. It's a bunch of kiss asses.
And I'm just going to say that I am so thankful that I can come here every day. It's like, get out of here! We know how you all act in this office!
And this is probably going to get me in trouble just to say this.
Nah, this is all fun.
There's times... where I'll see comments.
Yeah.
I don't even know who that person is. I'm like, do I work with you?
Yeah, same thing.
I work. That's probably a me problem.
No, same
thing.
I'm
like, who are you?
Well, there's been random people that get hired whose jobs are to like promote and sell us and all that stuff who've never introduced themselves to us.
I've never met them.
It's not my job to come find random person that I don't know got hired. If you got hired to know the product, I would feel like
walk
you'd want to come
say, hey.
Know the product. Yeah. Yeah.
Are we supposed to just go out there every day and go, is anybody new here?
Who's new?
Who is new?
Because then it's offensive, that situation like that one guy we hired that literally was asked the question out loud of, who's Cody?
That was the best.
The guy that's been here for almost 15 years, you two-monther.
We had one guy, this might be our last show.
Who's Cody?
We had one guy who I had seen, like, probably for 2 or 3 months. And then he like came up to us and he's like, oh my God, I didn't know you were Josh and Cody. My wife loves you guys. I'm like, you didn't know.
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
Oh.
Yep.
I think we have pictures like in the lobby.
Right. There's been 2 people here so far because it's been hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
that they've come.
Who's Cody?
And they've
are you
gone.
Cody?
Who is that?
Who's
where is his office? They've come and they've gone. Never introduced, never said a word to. There's been two here.
There's
where I'm
a
like,
very
this is insane.
Well, there's a very popular morning show host in this town that I used to work with. You can figure out who it was. And he always told me he never learns anybody's name for 6 months in this business. And that might be a lot of businesses. I don't know. I've only ever worked in this business.
Right.
But he goes, I don't learn their name for 6 months because what? I don't know if they're going to be here. If you're here after 6 months, we're bros. We're bros for life.
Right. Well, for a while, it was a lot of the kids that we'd hire, you would get here and then realize that after, 6 or 7 months, hey, you're not coddled.
Yeah,
you
have to do a job.
They don't really hold your hand, and they don't hold your hand really at all anyway from day one, but, they got your back a little
more.
They're
very generous,
things.
And
yes,
then you have to learn your job.
Yes, that's the word. And
these damn millennials.
And then a lot
coming
of them
right out of college.
Like, I gotta go do what? Oh. All right, I guess it's probably best if I...
I gotta
hold
on, I gotta work?
Let's get my deal.
I thought I could
easy.
Just come here and, doodle and... We could all talk about music and but play Papa Shah and I go home, right?
But wait a minute, I painted the wall blue. Is that
no? You got to actually do a job.
All right, I'm out of here. See you guys later,
Cody. A woman here in New York State is suing Pop Tarts, and I've been sent this story 10 different times.
Yeah,
I haven't got to it.
Yeah, and I keep forgetting.
I don't know what
it's a bigger problem than on a subject that we talked about. I don't even remember how long ago. Not too long ago, about. People challenging what food is and then, sending it off and getting proven that they are right. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like, this isn't blueberries. And then they send it off and it comes back and it's like, nope, that's rabbit poop.
A New York Post article reports that Elizabeth Russet of New York State, I don't know where in New York State, but of New York State, is accusing Kellogg of misleading consumers about the contents of its popular breakfast pastries. The fruit filling in whole grain frosted Pop-Tarts toaster pastries is mostly comprised of other fruits, such as pears and apples.
Yeah.
What do you mean, yeah? It should be strawberries.
Yeah, there's strawberries in it. However, go read anything that's a fruity, a fruit flavor that's like a Pop-Tart where it's
fruit, real fruit filling.
Yeah.
Or juice or anything like that. Go read it. A lot of it says in the ingredients, an apple concentrate or apple something.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you've got, like a strawberry, like this lady's saying, I guarantee you that, there's apple in it. The pear's kind of confusing, but I like pear, so I wouldn't really complain. But
according
to TMZ, you're allergic to pear or apple.
I really do love pears. I don't eat them enough. The suit claims other fruits are not enough to provide the same nutritional benefit of strawberries. The list of ingredients on the back of the box reportedly says it is made with 2% or less of pears, apples, and strawberries.
Yeah.
So what is the goal here, ma'am, Elizabeth Russet, who is suing? Do you just want money? Is that what this is? Are you looking for more beneficial Pop-Tarts, more healthier Pop-Tarts?
Right, what? Sorry, it's not 100% strawberry, and then you get it. 100% strawberry like you want it, and then you're like, ew,
gross.
This isn't as good as I like it. I wish it went back to what it was.
In America, I can at least speak to this. When it comes to, fruit fillings, we prefer the fake stuff. You think you want the real stuff,
right?
And maybe some of you hippies do?
Yeah, I mean, sure, people do. I'm sure there's people that do. But
if I get a fruit filling pie like the one you brought me, I don't expect that to be blueberry. It's blueberry flavored.
Yeah, they got to do stuff to make it taste like the stuff. Duh.
I know it's the blueberry jelly of some kind.
Yeah. I'll look and break. I bet the fruit pie, you got the one that's not apple. I bet the cherry one has apple in it somewhere.
Yeah.
I bet. Because why not?
Yeah. So it's whereas I recognize you're I would like genuine real fruit filling. Okay, sure. But you'd actually like a really sugary strawberry jam.
Right? Yeah.
More than you'd like strawberries put into a Pop-Tart.
Yeah, that's For real. From my mom. Yeah, if you're eating it, you want to eat healthy, probably Pop-Tart shouldn't be on your list.
Yeah. You can skip right past the Pop-Tarts.
Maybe, re-examine your food list there, Jack LaLanne, because Frosted Strawberry Pop-Tarts.
Very topical reference, Cody. You're very hip and common with your...
I know
what's going on in current media.
I know the modern day health nuts.
Yeah, drop it a Jack LaLanne reference. Because I come from a house that does eat a lot of fruits and veggies, believe it or not. And every day in my kids' lunch, they have strawberries. Like, we go through a lot of strawberries. Fine Driscoll strawberries, wherever those come from, those are the ones we get.
You're going to start chopping up apples, jamming them in the strawberries.
Yeah, right?
It's time you learn!
No, I just like, so I eat a lot of strawberries, real strawberries.
Yeah.
And you know what's better than that? Fake strawberry jam.
I was going to say, strawberry fruit snacks?
Strawberry fruit snacks. Way better. You give me a real strawberry or a bag of Twizzlers, guess what one I like better? Twizzlers!
That would be good, though.
If you're like, Josh, eat this handful of grapes and apples and pears, or you got a box of Nerds right there. Just down those.
Nerds of apple, bananas, and pears. And then you're fine, man. And then you're good. It's like I knock out vitamin C in it and get rid of the scurvy. I don't have scurvy, do you?
Speaking of which, tonight at the house party, you're going to see me stepping on a lot of Nerds candy because I was trying to drink it out of the box last night in my office. It went everywhere.
Why don't you vacuum it? Cuts.
What am I going to do?
It's not a rug, right?
No, it's just wood floors.
Those are edible.
Yeah, right? They're still good, right?
One at a time. Because if you do a mass collection, you're going to get dust and hair. But if you just one at a time, bloop, hump, bloop, hump, bloop.
And you know what? I don't have a lot of hair on my floor anymore because I tell you what, you get yourself like a little robot vacuum.
But, right?
Yeah. You pick up all that body hair and animal hair that you think is everywhere. It's not.
So you're saying I need, what are you saying I need?
A robot vacuum?
Saying I need it?
Yeah.
I need a...
You need a robot mind to tickle your vagina. I need a robot mind.
To vacuum my floor, I thought. I
need a robot mind.
I don't necessarily need this one to tickle my vagina.
You shave off all your pubis, need a robot mind.
Yeah, all right. Send him over!
Yeah, we talked about it at the very top of the show. It keeps getting sent to me, so let me just mention it again. I don't know anything about the Alec Baldwin situation. I'm not friends with Alec Baldwin.
Oh, hey.
You guys keep sending me this story like he's my close personal friend.
You did a show with him.
I did a show with him. His brother he was on sometimes. Yeah.
Well, and
spilled coffee on my laptop. That was the extent of our conversation.
I was going to say, he literally ruined your laptop and never did anything about it.
He offered?
No, he didn't.
On a FaceTime with me, he offered.
He did a throwaway.
But then, I think it was just kind of like a...
It was a throwaway where then you tried, and it just wouldn't work. And then
Mr. Krabs just replaced it.
Yeah. The boss had to buy you a new computer because Douchey McDoucherson literally broke someone's personal property and blew it off.
That's why I get nervous when there's liquids around things, even though I've got a liquid right here.
Right.
But yeah, he accidentally killed somebody yesterday. A cinematographer was killed on a movie set when Alec Baldwin's prop gun misfired. The movie's director was also injured, so Helena Hutchins, cinematographer, sadly was killed, and director Joel Souza was rushed to the hospital. I'm hearing that he's home now. It seems to be some freak accident. I don't know what happened, but it seems to be like I'm hearing it maybe exploded because it had blanks in it, allegedly, and I don't know how two people... Get injured with one bad...
I don't know. It's because it's just weird where you just don't know. Because if there's nothing wrong with him, then it couldn't have exploded in his hands. So then was he just like goofing around and like fired it and his piece broke off?
I don't know if that's the case.
Because, I mean, as of last night, that's what came out first.
Is that he...
That's what happened. He fired a prop gun and it killed and injured. So, I mean, yeah, not saying anything, not like they did it on purpose or anything, just saying, who knows, because we all goof around.
Well, you're taught from a very early age, never point a weapon at somebody, even if it's a prop, even if it's not loaded, whatever it is.
I used to get in trouble for that all the time, man.
Never point a gun at anybody.
I literally could do anything I wanted as a kid, except point anything that was a even pretending to be a gun at other people.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally, I think, the only thing that I couldn't do. You know what I mean? I was allowed to go run around and play all goddamn day. Don't point anything that's like a gun at people, not even a stick.
That's why the story doesn't make sense. Like, I get they were filming what was like an old West or something called Rust. Like,
so,
something.
I mean, so he could have been just playing around with old cool guns and stuff, and you know what I mean? Spinning it like a cowboy, or I don't know. I don't know.
We're making all this up.
I'm thinking of the stuff I would do if I had a cool prop West, old timey Western gun in my hand. You know what I mean? I'd spin it around, I'd do the cowboy crap.
See that? That's why we're not casting Cody in any kind of old timey westerns anytime soon.
But I wouldn't do it.
Yeah,
right in front. You know, I mean, I wouldn't do it right in front of people. Like, you know, stand there. Watch how fast I can do this. You know, so I don't know.
We'll get more of the story. He's supposedly extremely upset. People are posting photos of him crying outside of the sheriff's office.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that sucks, man. That just sucks.
Like, dislike Alec Baldwin all you want, but somebody lost their life, man.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Because we've talked about him being a douchebag all the time. I keep calling him Douchey McDoucherson. Take all that out of it. It still sucks. I mean, he accidentally killed somebody,
man.
It
sucks for him. It sucks for the family.
That sucks.
Helena Hutchins.
That's awful. It's awful for everybody involved. You know, it's just...
Like, you hear about this. These prop guns that can kill. I mean, that Brandon Lee thing with the crow back in the day. And the conspiracy around that. What's Dave Davis saying? Blanks are used in the film industry to imitate live ammunition. The reason they're so convincing is that blanks are essentially modified real bullets. Modern bullets are made of a cartridge consisting of a shell holding a propellant powder when a gun fires, blah, 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 blah. Rather than using a metal projectile, blanks have a material such as cotton or paper attached to the front. Right, so there's no bullet.
Yeah, it's just
I mean, we know what a bullet is, but there's no projectile, that metal little tippy part.
Yeah. So, no idea, man. I don't know.
It's sad. Everybody involved, it's sad.
Yep, I don't know enough about any of that crap to be like, well, here's what probably happened. He was doing this and standing a foot away, and if he hits you right here in the temple, you're dead. I don't know.
Something terrible must have happened because it killed one person and injured a second. So it wasn't just like one bullet came out and got somebody.
Right, yeah.
Something bad happened. We will talk to Syracuse head coach Dino Berbers in about 10 minutes. He will join us on the line. Courtesy of Holbrook Heating and Air. And no, not there yet. All right. Also, I'm going to call Jason Klug because he has a concert announcement that you guys are going to find actually pretty cool. To see this person he's going to announce in a venue the size of the Vine, it's going to be really, really cool for everybody. So I expect it to sell out. So that's going to be happening. We'll call him in a little bit here. Dum Dum Brent Axe, bottom of the hour.
You know what? Screw it.
What?
I'm jumping the line. ICP, the retirement tour.
Oh, you wish.
To Del Lago.
People would lose their minds if that was the case.
Ugh.
I don't think Del Lago's letting Faygo spray all over the place.
They've been here a couple times. I'm all set.
You're not putting ICP in Del Lago.
Have you ever seen them?
Have I seen them? No.
I never know, man. They're one of those where sometimes like you just go because like, I gotta see that.
I did that for GWAR because you gotta see GWAR.
That's what I meant. There's like a lesser version of that.
I don't need to see ICP. I don't know. There's nothing about them that appeals to me. And then tonight at the house party, Pat Lucas will start requesting ICP because he knows it's funny.
Oh, really? Well, then play.
Like, what song, though?
I only know the name of one, and it's a derogatory term for a female.
I would love to play ICP tonight, but the problem is
There's
no juggalos watching because they're all in prison.
Right.
So.
I was going to say, they're all either in prison or they're avoiding the public eye so they don't have to pay child support.
Or they haven't, you know, they don't have internet access. So.
Right.
Oh my God, we're going to have so many angry ICP fans texting us now.
Files isn't that far out into the trailer park.
Wow, dude. Wow. Their neighbor didn't pay their Wi-Fi, so they can't steal it. So.
And they keep changing the damn password.
Hello there, little Timmy. What do you got there?
I have a K5XL1000 Wi-Fi LED grow light.
Those are mighty big words, Timmy.
Yeah, my dad, he has the very best cannabis grow garden. He said, if you want the very best, you have to learn from the very best. Don't just shop with any My dad shops M&M.
M&M Hydroponics, 2222 Oriskany Street in Utica. 10 years of turning beginners into masters of hydroponic growing. Prep your cannabis garden now. Once this thing gets approved, New York, game on. M&M Hydroponics are local experts that don't sell cheap, breakable internet quality. They stock top LED grow lights, cannabis-specific nutrients, every organic option, hydro supplies, and more. Gear up, man. Freaking harvest season. Hand, bowl, and motorized trimmers, drying racks, and curing packs. And pick your very own cannabis seeds. Blueberry lemonade, Afghani 5-0, OG sherbet, sour skunk, you get it. Get them today at M&M Hydroponics or visit mmhydro.com.
And on Fridays, we are joined by your head coach, Dino Babers. Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
Good morning, Josh. How are you doing this morning?
Wonderful. It is crisp out, a beautiful fall morning. Thank you for joining us on behalf of Holbrook Heating and Air. So, heading down to Blacksburg, and for the first time, this is, I didn't even think about this, but I guess it makes sense. You guys have not played in Blacksburg since 2003, and then you played the team in 2016. How do you prepare for a team that you've seen so rarely these last 20 years?
You know, well, you watch a lot of tape, and yeah, it's almost like we're playing now this is going to sound crazy, a non-conference opponent. You know, we got an opportunity to play him in my first year here and, you know, in the Dome, and things worked out our way. That was great, but we really don't play him, so we really don't break them down except for a season that we're going to play him. So this is new territory, and then with the defensive coordinator, Bud Foster, being gone, you know, this is a different looking style of Virginia Tech football team.
And I got to say, too, when you looked at the matchup, a very similar conversation we've had week after week. It's going to be a patient game. Am I right, Coach? It's going to be kind of a slow-moving game.
It's absolutely. I mean, they want to run the ball. We want to run the ball. Their quarterback can run and throw. Our quarterback can run and throw. You're almost looking like at a twin. And it's going to be a very, you have to be very, very patient in games like this. And it's going to be close. And people don't want to hear it, but it's going to be close.
When I look back at these games, these last couple of games where it's come down to just maybe a single play, and you've got, you know, a player who's 19, 20, 21 years old, and the game was on their back, and maybe a kick doesn't go their way or a play doesn't go their way, how do you as a coach take them aside, help them forget that, help them move forward, and not put that entire loss on their back?
You know, it's really easy. If you really, I mean, I would love to teach a football class.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to teach a football class. What people see is the last play, or what they see is a play. There's like 100 plays in a game.
Yeah.
And out of those 100 plays, there's probably 30 to 35 that affect scoring, where if you do this or you do that, it's a totally different scenario. So to truly say that this one play lost or won a game is nowhere even close to being right.
Yeah, because you don't want to leave it up to that one play. You've said that time and time again. Head coach Dino Babers on the line.
That's exactly right. That's what the family's all about. The family is making sure it doesn't come down to one play, that we play well enough or we do enough things right that it doesn't come down to one person having to do something right at the end, whether it's a positive note like the Liberty game or a not positive note.
So we head down to Virginia Tech, 12:30 tomorrow. Like you said, it's going to be a patient game. Are you going to want to have Garrett run like he has been running, or is it a situation where you have him stay back, maybe if he sees an open guy to go for it, or take those runs?
I think it's kind of basically what you guys have seen. I mean, if you know, he has certain reads. If the reads tell him to keep it, he'll keep it. If not, he's going to hand it. And if not, sometimes those reads tell him not to hand it to Tucker, for him not to run, for him to throw the ball to the wide receivers. So there's a lot of things going on.
I think we're going to have a great game tomorrow, Coach, as we head down to Blacksburg. So my question for you, I like to throw random questions at you, and this is going to be a tough one to put you right on the spot with. But can you, Coach Dino Babers, think of the best advice you've ever received, whether it was in school, as a coach? Can you think of a line that was some of the best advice you've ever received?
There's certain things that just really, really stick out to me, okay? And my guys have heard this over and over again, okay? Here's the first one. I don't want you to hear what I'm saying. I want you to listen to what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you hear people talk and it goes in one ear and it goes out the other.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're listening to someone, it goes into one ear and it turns like a dryer in that mind of yours before it goes out, or it never goes out.
Mm-hmm.
So I want all those that have ears to listen to a statement and not just hear it. And we talk about all the times how hard it is to be good. It's hard to be good. I mean, you have to actually, we talk about being a good man. It's hard to be good. You have to focus on it. You have to remember in times where you might want to be bad to be good. It's very, very difficult. And that's why there's only been one perfect guy that's ever walked this planet. The third thing is that you really, I tell guys all the time, is you want to try less harder. You know, you have skills, and because you have those skills, you have a scholarship, or your third team, or your second team, or your first team, and you're battling to move up. And normally those skills are inside of you. It's just whether you can relax enough to let them bubble up. So the stress, the energy, the excitement, try less harder, and normally your true self will show.
That's great advice, Coach. I do love all that information. Thank you so much. Well, best of luck to you and the team tomorrow in Blacksburg. Have a safe trip, and we hope you're coming home with a victory, sir.
All right, Josh. You have a good one.
You too. Coach Dino Babers joins us on behalf of Holbrook Heating and Air. He's a deep man. He's a spiritual man. He's got a lot of thoughts. I like that.
Well,
text line, Cody, you can't ask the Twitch chat if anyone wants your skills inside of them.
Yeah, he said it. I don't think that's what he meant. I was being profound.
No. Cody can give you his skills for 8 to 12 seconds, and then after that...
I mean, what? The skill of thrusting like a jackhammer.
And then there's a lot of crying. The crying's longer than the skills.
From the both of us.
I know. Ladies, I don't know if you can contain yourselves, but 2 days of the sex in a row.
Wow.
Jason Klug on the line.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning. Good morning.
So... Jason, you're on the phone for a very good reason. We have a big a big concert announcement to announce right here. And I teased it by saying one thing, and then I'll let you tell everybody who it is.
All right.
This is an artist who you are never going to see in a venue the size of the Vine. You know what I'm saying? This is an artist who is normally playing amphitheaters. This is an artist who's normally playing stadiums and arenas. And now you're going to get a chance to go see him at the Vine. So, Jason, why don't you announce who this show is and when it's coming up?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're very proud at Del Lago and the Vine Theater to bring Slash, the legendary guitarist Slash, featuring Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators.
Wow.
And opening for them is going to be Plush. And this is going to occur on March 5th, 2022.
So, Think about the fact that you're going to be able to sit as close as you are to Slash and Miles Kennedy at the Vine. But go ahead. Keep going.
Yeah, so March 5th, we're announcing a little bit later today, the official announce, and this will go on sale next week, next Friday. Tickets are going to be at DelLagoResort.com. You go to the entertainment tab.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, we're just really excited to be bringing this kind of entertainment back to the Vine after being down for so long.
So this is one of four concert announcements Jason's going to have. Not all with us. This is one that obviously you guys want to go to. So again, give them the date. Tell them when they can get tickets, all of that.
Yes, next Friday is the day when everyone can get tickets. So we've got, like you said, we're going to have four announcements. And Friday, October 29th, which is also the same day that Stone Temple Pilots will play at the Vine, that will be the day that all these shows go on sale to the public.
Whoa. So if you're down at the Vine to go see STP, go swing by the ticket booth and pick something up, right?
We will have the ticket booth open from starting at 1 p.m. on Friday.
And the text line and Twitch is asking what the COVID protocols are. Masks, what is it? What are you guys doing there now?
You know what? That's a really great question. If you are not vaccinated, we ask that you wear a mask, and that's the guidelines from the state. If you are not, if you're not vaccinated, you should wear a mask. If you are vaccinated, it's recommended that you wear a mask. but it's the honor system. We do not check as of right now.
Mm-hmm. So, all right, that is Slash featuring Miles Kennedy. You've heard him play us. We've played him a bunch here on K-Rock.
That'll
They've
be
got
a show.
Great show. You can see that coming up in March. Tickets on sale next Friday at The Vine. Jason Klug, try to contain yourself, ladies, please.
Be careful.
Please. All right, so we'll talk next week where we're going to have even more announcements, right?
Yes, we
will. And there he goes. All right, Jason, we'll talk to you, man. Have a good one.
All right, see ya.
So, yeah, Jason's on his way to work, so.
Well, a surprise. The sex cutting in and out.
That's a hell of a show. Miles Kennedy's great vocalist. Slash is amazing.
That's funny. You and I and Dana were all just talking Miles Kennedy over at the fair when we were there with Dana.
He's great. I love that song.
He's got one hell of a voice, man. That's that'll be a cool show. That'll be a cool show.
You're going to be that close. I mean, The Vine is a great venue, but you're going to be that close to Slash, arguably one of the greatest guitar gods of all time, and you'll be right there. What? What are you laughing at?
Some of our people are so just...
Are they busting my balls?
Just melancholy or whatever the word is. Never heard of them. You're lying.
You've heard of Slash.
You've heard of Slash.
Stop
you've heard
it.
Of Miles Kennedy. You're lying. Freaks.
All right, other side of this, we'll get Dumb Dumb Brent Axe on the line. He'll jump on Twitch with us, and we'll talk about, obviously, Cuse Virginia Tech tomorrow. Cuse Shooty Hoops starting very soon. Coco's Atlanta Braves not in the World Series yet.
Potential Game 7 for Boston and Tampa, too.
Mm-hmm. When it's Friday, it's time for Dummy Brent Axe. Brent Axe, good morning, Dumb Dumb.
Dummy.
I have.
Good morning.
We have a lot of sports, obviously, to cover, but first, I have exciting news for Brent Axe. If you don't know this.
Ooh, what is this?
Brent Axe has, much like a lot of us who grew up in Central New York, an obsession with Oscar from Switzes. And he wants to know where it's been and where it's gone. And I can speak to the fact that it's an Oswego County secret that I know where Oscar is. And I not only will be sending a video to you at some point this weekend of what's remaining of Oscar, but I have been given clearance to bring you to Oscar, Brent Axe, if you would like to see where he resides.
Oh, I am not worthy.
So we'll be doing that.
Not
at
worthy.
Some point this weekend, I will. I'll show you the video, so you believe me that I know where Oscar is. And then you, me, and Coco can make a trip, and you can touch the remaining parts of Oscar there, Brennan.
This is a moment. I'm having a moment. Listen, guys,
we should get shirts made.
I know.
I've been an award-winning broadcaster and sports writer. I gave the commencement speech at my high school.
Wow.
I'm a father. I'm a member of this community that takes a lot of pride in the things that I've done.
He's going
to
cry.
He's
nothing
emotional.
Will ever top being able to pay respects to the great Oscar.
Now, I will have to set your expectations as he does not look anything like you remember. It has been a very rough road.
It's okay.
He was 14 feet tall, 1,700
pounds. Just to be in the
presence
of Oscar once again.
Yeah. So you'll We'll,
my life's greatest accomplishment.
We'll organize that. I have the unnamed person sending me a video this weekend that I will show you, and then I will take you to see Oscar. All right. But Brent Axe, baseball been very, very good to me. As Cody Max, Atlanta Braves have not clinched yet. They are not in the World Series yet. It's been rough.
We're too hyped.
It's been rough for them, but. He went into it, he was very excited, and now we are waiting for your Bo Sox, your Boston Red Sox, and his Atlanta Braves to kind of find their way into the World Series. What do you think on that there, Brent?
I don't think he thinks anything because he's froze.
Did it freeze on me? Oh, did I make him cry?
That was it. You ruined it too much.
Did I make him too excited? I made him too emotional?
Do a redial. Yeah, get a redial.
You can't do that with Zoom.
Oh, you can't?
No.
Oh, and it started again. Can you not do that?
I don't know. Would it be? Would it, I hear his voice. I hear his voice.
Because we're getting there. I think that they've got to have a one. They were off, and then they have. There it goes. There they were game tonight, and then I'm sorry, I don't know who's up what, but somebody's up 3-2. Because if the other team wins, we got a game 7, and that's what everybody wants. There he is. If we get a game seven, I mean, I'm sure the Red Sox fans don't want that.
I got you, buddy. You're back.
Unless they do want a game seven, because I don't know who's up.
I got you. I got you, Brent X. We're talking baseball. As Cody's Braves did not win last night, they lost to the Dodgers 11-2. Your Red Sox are up today at 8:08 against the Stros. They lead. The Stros lead 3-2. Are you feeling still confident in your Braves-Red Sox World Series?
I've gone from like a 9 to a 7 on that, because they made the Red Sox actually like pitch a little bit instead of just hitting the crap out of the ball. But listen, this series has been a series of extremes. Either the Red Sox are winning 10-3 or the Astros are winning 10-3. Coco, I don't know if you've seen the internet sleuthing going on out there, but perhaps the Astros
could
be using another method of cheating. Have you seen the whistling allegations out there?
No way. There's not a chance they're doing it again. No.
I'm just saying,
if you can't
trust a dude on Twitter pointing out whistles happening before home runs, I don't know who you can trust.
Wow, though. That would be so ballsy, but like the stupidest thing. They've got to have all eyes on them, right? Like for Major League Baseball.
Wouldn't put it past him, man. But we need a Coco X-Man World Series, right? We need the Braves and the Red Sox.
Yeah.
I have more faith in your Braves to come through than my Sox at this point, honestly. But look, that's baseball, Susan. The Red Sox could come out and score 25 runs in the next two games. But they went from like being as hot as the trail of a rocket going into the sky to like Siberia, like that. Their bats just shut off. So I don't know if they've hit a wall. I don't know if they realize, like, hey, we're not really supposed to be here right now. And they kind of hit that. But listen, the fact that they're this far in the playoffs, I didn't expect this. So I'm just kind of riding that wave till it hits a beach. But the waves are getting a little rocky right now for the Sox, that's for sure.
So by the end of the weekend, we will have our World Series matchup. I hope it is an X-Man Coco matchup. I would love to see that. I would love to see that.
Yeah, I agree. And not for nothing, also just because watching the Dodgers, there's like three or four of them on that team that you just know that the Evil Empire and the Yankees are just going to buy for $100 billion next year, only for the Yankees fans to boo them after a game.
Yeah. AHL talk, Brent X, is nothing really happening except for we got opening games, Utica Comets. We are your home for the Utica Comets. They had their big home opener last week. Our Syracuse Crunch home opener tomorrow over at the Barn. We will be there,
by the way, includes the old school original 1994 jerseys.
Yeah.
The Stanley Cup is in town.
Yeah.
I mean, how does it get better than that? If you're going to that game, man, you have no more reason to go than that, just to get a picture with the cup. And those old school jerseys, man, I mean, there's been a lot of great hockey jerseys through the years, right? I've got my Seattle Kraken shirt on today.
Love it. I love it.
Great jerseys. But that ranks top five all-time jersey to me.
Yeah, I love it.
The Crunch, man. How do you get better?
At some point,
let's bring that hockey back in the mix, too.
Let's do that hockey, as they say in hockey. Let's do that hockey. I do believe, just to celebrate the nostalgia, at some point, Morasti's going to jump over the glass and punch somebody in the face, too. So,
let's go old school. Let's get Johnny Baduk back in here.
We will be, I don't know if you're going to be there tomorrow, but I will be out in the Everson Plaza leading up to the game. There's the Galaxy Media party in the plaza right before the game, 4 to 6:30. Stop by and see us. I will be over there.
Have fun and check Josh into the boards. It's okay.
Please do. Okay, but you will be in the presence of the Stanley Cup. It will be in the building. And if anybody sees Howard Dolgan, I don't know if anybody else will have it on. I guarantee you he'll be wearing that Tampa Bay ring, which is the biggest ring I've ever seen. He has the Tampa Bay Lightning, you know, the ring.
Yeah, he does.
It's the size of Cody's head, and he's walking around with it.
I mean, you got to pull a Wayne's World when you got one of those things, right? Hey, look at this. You guys want to see the ring? You happen to notice this big shiny thing here then.
I have. ESPN Radio, QSportsTalk.com, Syracuse.com, everything you need to know about Brent X on those two locations. So let's talk Syracuse athletics. Basketball getting a lot of big commits leading into this season. One dropping yesterday, but a whole bunch of big names coming to Syracuse.
Yeah, Syracuse is a top 10 class now. They got a bunch of recruits, if you will, including Chris Bunch, who's a 6'7 scorer. He's a top 100 player. Jim Boeheim's now got five players in the class of 2022. So that cupboard is stocked. It's a good mix of scorers, defenders, big men, every position you could think of. So he could throw his feet on the desk and be satisfied with that a little bit. Tonight is Orange Madness and, you know, the scrimmage, and the fans can come out, get their first look at the team at the Dome. That's always fun to see. And then, of course, football tomorrow. Syracuse goes to Virginia Tech. And the way I've labeled this one, guys, it's not necessarily a must win, but it feels kind of like a can't lose.
Yeah.
Syracuse has been on this freaky streak of they've played four straight games that have been decided by 3 points.
Yeah.
Which you'll never see again in your life. That's just unbelievable that that's happened. One way or the other, they got to grab a win. And Virginia Tech is awful. Their offense is ranked 111th in the country. They're really struggling. Syracuse just needs to drop the hammer on somebody. And I think they will. I think they're going to get a win at Virginia Tech and come back 4-4. They really need to know what it feels like to win again, and I think they will.
You can hear that game right here on 94.9 K-Rock in the Mohawk Valley. If you're in the Syracuse area, Brostat TK99. And, of course, all the deep coverage on QSportsTalk.com with Dum Dum Brent X and his associates over there. All right, Demi, we will talk to you next week and hopefully celebrating a win.
Oscar, my friend, I am coming for you, Oscar.
You are, buddy. Oh. You are. For your leftovers today, allow me to be the first to wish you happy National Nut Day. Griffin's up next. Man, ain't nobody going to cover you in his gif.
Oh, man.
Like this next guy. Griffin is up next.
Choosy moms to choose a griff.
Get out of here. Be excellent to each other. See you guys today on Facebook at noon, Twitch tonight at 7. It's K-Rock.